Does God really answer prayers, boys and girls? Well, we're going to find out from a story about a man that was saved from the big ship Titanic, that great ocean liner that was built way back in the early 1900s and set out to sail across the Atlantic and hit an iceberg, and in a few hours there were 1,500 passengers that went down to their death in that fateful night. Among those passengers on board the Titanic was a man by the name of Colonel Gracie. His wife at home could not sleep that night. Her mind was filled with fear for her husband. She felt that he was in grave danger. She began to pray earnestly for him. The hours went by. She kept praying in agony. At about 5 o'clock in the morning, a feeling of peace came into her heart, and she dropped off to sleep. Meanwhile, during the night, Colonel Gracie was helping to launch the lifeboats from the sinking ship. He had given up all hopes of being saved himself. There were not enough lifeboats to take care of all the passengers. Then suddenly the Titanic went down. The ocean closed over her. Colonel Gracie was sucked down into the great whirlpool of swirling waters. He began to swim under the water. Then he came to the surface. He found himself near an overturned lifeboat. He and several others climbed on top of that upside-down boat. For several hours they clung there until about 5 o'clock in the morning. Another lifeboat came near and picked them up. God had miraculously saved Colonel Gracie when all seemed hopeless. He came to the rescue in answer to a prayer of a believing wife who prayed earnestly for her beloved husband. God does answer prayer. There's one prayer that boys and girls can pray to God, and I'm sure He'll answer it. The prayer is, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and trust in the Lord Jesus as you pray that prayer, and the Lord will answer it. He will save you. Maybe He won't save you out of a watery grave, but He will save you out of eternal hell if you turn to Him and trust Him and look to Him and trust Him as your Savior. Why don't you do that and be saved today? Tomorrow might be too late. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Do it today and be saved.